a bigger suite. I'm fat. I don't want to walk more, okay? I think I'll need some free movies to compensate for this crap. Maybe some room service. I was staying at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino and in Fort Lauderdale. Beautiful. Oh, my God, beautiful. The first word being Seminole, though. He has them Indians. Yeah, they got their stuff together, Jack. Okay, I know, you know, that they're the only ones that didn't give in to the white man, but they got their stuff together, Jack. The Seminoles, what? They own hotels, casinos, restaurants all around the world. Reportedly, at this time, they make about approximately $324 million a month. Yeah, I don't know who the head of the tribe is. I think it's Chief Cha-Ching, okay? Take all the white people's money for the things they did to our country. Take all the white people's money. Those are the real words of that song. I don't know. It's a beautiful, beautiful casino. Beautiful, okay? And I went to check in, and they said something's wrong with my room, and it'd be like 30 minutes, and I could wait to the side, or I could just walk around. And I'm like, I'll just walk around. Take your time, but hurry up. And I was gonna go play, but the slot machines are all confusing. I don't get them. They're like bingo slot machines, which I'd never heard of before. And but they were like, Mr. May, we have a card room. Would you like to go play some cards? Hell yeah. I'll play some cards. I like cards. I walked into this casino in Florida, midweek, midday, and I was easily the youngest person in there by 60 to 70 years. And they could have filmed Cocoon 3 in there, okay? The whole place smelled old. You know how old people be stinking? Like Noxzema and rose powder and pee and poop and dementia and with just a little hint of The Price is Right. Yo, loody, yo, loody, yo, loody, yo. It was like a Matlock convention in there, boy. Everybody. There was a dead man at my table, y'all, dead. Everybody like, oh, he got a good poker face. No, he's dead. I went heads up against this old dude who had this oxygen like this. I knew he didn't have a good hand, because every time he had a good hand, he turned his oxygen up. Like, ooh, I'm gonna need some more air for this one. I called him Skeletor. All right, Skeletor and I went heads up. This is the only good hand I had. I made money and left, okay? That's how you gotta do it. And my first two cards were a pair of aces. I got the highest hand. I'm betting, but I'm not betting a lot. I want everybody to come around for the ride, all right? Let's get some money, all right? A couple people fold. Me and Skeletor are still in it, all right? The flop comes up. It's an ace and a pair of eights. I now have a full house. The only hand possible that could beat me is four of a kind, which is eights, okay? Four eights. That's it. That's all I got, okay? I got this. I got it, all right? Every time I bet, Skeletor comes over the top, okay? Like, he's got the greatest hand of all time. And I'm like, all right, Skeletor. Call. Every card after that was just junk, okay? Eventually, it's just me and Skeletor. And then he takes his Crypt Keeper talons, I guess, okay? They're arthritic and large knuckles, and he pushes. And by the way, you know why old people get their hands look like this, okay? It's not like gang signs for old people. It's because they hold those bingo stompers, okay? That's where they get like three bingo stompers in each hand. They do it to themselves. Don't buy that crap. Get arthritis. You play too much bingo. That's old people carpal tunnel. I know, I see it. Can't fool me, old man. All right. But Skeletor, he pushes all his chips in. All in. Like, he did something. Like, okay, Skeletor, I see how it is. I go into my wallet. Bam. All right, call. What you got? Rolls over two pair. Fours and eights. Oh, Skeletor. Bam. That's a full house, isn't it? I guess I sunk your battleship, huh, Skeletor? I don't hear you boo-hooing, ooh, I can't afford my medicine. Look, if you had enough of a government check to come gambling, you damn sure had enough of a government check to lose some, all right? Sorry, boo-hoo. It was all in, all right? And you need to listen to more Kenny Rogers. That's what you need to do. You got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Know when to get on your little scooter and scoot away. But you went all in, player, so I am taking that IV stand with me, too. I cashed out my money, and I went back to get checked in at the Hard Rock, and they were like, Mr. May, what happened? A pipe burst in the room above yours and flooded your room, and we're all sold out of suites at that level. So we've taken the liberty, Mr. May, if it's okay with you, of upgrading one of our premier suites. Now, y'all don't know this about me, but I'm the king of getting something for nothing, okay? You know, my whole mentality growing up was if one dessert's good, then try to talk them into two, and that's gonna be better. I think you see how that might have worked for me a couple of times. This is my motto growing up. If she'll touch it, she'll suck it, okay? That's how I live that. You know, you just bring it out, you know, like you just be kissing a girl and just like you just go from like you barely starting to walk to whoa, there it is. Just touch it. Touch it. It's like a baby bunny. Touch it. Just touch it. Just pet the bunny just a little bit. Just now nuzzle the bunny. Just nuzzle a little bit. Now kiss the bunny. Kiss it, kiss it. Kiss the bunny. Shh, shh, kiss it. Shh, shh. No, I won't tell. Shh, kiss the bunny, kiss the bunny. Now suck that bunny. Suck that bunny now. I know, I'm going to hell with that one. I don't care. It's hilarious. So I'm trying to work the angles here to get some more free stuff, right? I've already upgraded my room to a quote-unquote premier suite, okay? Which I don't know what it is, all right? But I'm like, big suite, premier suite? Is that a bigger room? Yes, it's quite larger than the room you were scheduled to be in. Why are you putting me there? I don't want a bigger suite. I'm fat. I don't want to walk more, okay? I think I'll need some free movies to compensate for this crap. Maybe some room service. Kiss the bunny, kiss the bunny. Okay, Mr. May, we'll give you some room service and some free movies. Now suck that bunny, that's what it is. All right? We're like, yeah. All right, so I got free room service, but what I'm really thinking about is if it's a premier suite, then it's got to have a big bathtub. And I love taking a bath in a big old bathtub because I can't take a bath in a regular bathtub because I look like a loaf of bread, you know what I mean? I like taking a bath big, like an X. I just take a bath like an X, just ah. I stand there till my junk floats up and break the surface of the water. That's how I know it's time to get out. It's like that turkey button on the turkey. It pops out when the turkey's done. My junk pops out, I'm done. All right, fellas, I ain't trying to drown nobody. I guess y'all's wrinkled enough. Come on. I guess I'll get you some papaya. We went into the suite, okay? It was easily 4,000 square feet, maybe more. Big, the biggest hotel room I've ever been in my life. My wing, okay, of the suite, the bathroom was almost as big as this stage, okay? Not quite as deep, but literally about to that curtain, okay, right there, the blue one, all right? That's how big it was, okay? You could drop a deuce in there and play the game of horseshoes at the same time. Regulation. This suite is amazing. And the bellman's showing me the whole thing, and as he's leaving, he's like, Mr. May, enjoy the suite. It was Anna Nicole Smith's. Yeah. Hey, thanks for pooping in my mouth, Captain Creepy. You son of a bitch. I can't stay here now. This is the greatest place I've ever been, and I've got to leave. This sucks. I know you white people are like, why? Where are you leaving? Oh my God, it'd be so interesting. Oh my God. It's a historical place. Well, that's all chutes and ladders for you guys, but I was raised around black folks. I don't like ghostesses. And yeah, I said it right. Ask the black folks. They'll tell you. Yeah, there might be a couple of them. You don't know, player. Like, homie, if I told you somebody died in your chair last night, you switch chairs, wouldn't you, player? You're like, hell yeah. I thought that was cold. I'm out of this mother. Y'all need to get Jesus up in that theater or something. I can't stay here, okay? I can't, all right? It's creeping me out too much. I'm getting anxiety. I'm starting to sweat for no reason, okay? And I gotta leave. And my buddies are trying to talk me out of it. They're like, dude, stay. It's the greatest suite you've ever stayed. You're gonna leave because you're scared? Oh my God. I'm like, dude, I'm not scared. It's just creepy. It's creepy. Somebody died here. I can't stay here. He's like, dude, you are such a scaredy cat. You're a puss, dude. You're just a puss because you're scared. I'm like, dude, I'm not scared of what? She's gonna come back and start to act? Ooh. Ooh. Trim spa. Then my buddy Billy Wayne was like, dude, we should get a Ouija board and try to contact her. And I'm like, bro, she couldn't spell when she was alive. And then I finished the rest of the joint, and I started giggling because I was thinking about it. You know, if you did contact her on the Ouija board, you'd probably think it was broke. You know, you'd be like, Anna, if you're there, give us a sign, girl. Tell me what you really, really want, Anna. Tell us what you really, really want, Anna. Oh, God, look, dude, it's moving. No, I'm not touching shit. R. X. Yep, that was a prescription pill joke, ladies and gentlemen. Prescription drugs kill. Weed does not. Look it up. Weed's never killed anybody, Jack. Sorry. You might choke on some Taco Bell, but that's all that's gonna happen. He didn't die because he was stoned. He was trying to get his fourth meal on.